Oh. So the circuit court recently, and recently meaning July 29th, issued their ruling on a case that was on appeal related to some voting laws. So we ended up having to change hundreds of our applications that contain the requirement that voters must live in a municipality for 10 days prior to an election. That was changed on July 29th to read 28 days. In addition to all of our forms, which have the number on the front and the number on the back for directions, every single one of the absentee envelopes states that the voter must reside in the municipality for 10 days. We have in excess of 15,000 planned for the future elections and for this election. The ones that have already been mailed to people are fine, but from the 29th on, we have to manually change every single one of those envelopes. Doesn't sound like a big deal, but when you are one person short in your staff and you are dealing with the element of why did I get an absentee ballot, we're also dealing with people who are of the belief that the application that a third party organization is sending them is their ballot. So after you get through all those explanations, changing something on 15,000 envelopes is a big deal. So the other thing with the state mandate was, or the Court of Appeals mandate, was the 28-day change. There's also some photo IDs changes related to college students. Really doesn't affect Franklin dramatically. And then there's also some changes relating to the expiration date. Due to the pandemic, the Department of Motor Vehicles have extended the March 2020 licenses that were planning on expiring. They would allow them to continue to be valid until they didn't give a date, but they're still valid. So just a couple changes that we have to notify the poll workers. The mayor reminded me that people are receiving this third-party postcard, which has our address on it to be returned to. And it appears that it, from the people who have called, the voter either believes it's from our office or from the state, and it is not. So we've been dealing with that. Just wanted to remind everybody that the last day we mail out absentee ballots is Thursday, and we are open for in-person absentee voting through Friday at 5 o'clock. We've been doing that for 2 weeks, and it is so far so good, worked out wonderfully. And that, and we also have other work that we do. We're in the middle of board of review applications and several other things, common council meetings, several other things. So,
questions for the clerk? Okay, we'll back up. I do have an update for you on City Hall landscaping as part of the remodel project. It is part of the remodel project. You guys authorized a contract to Johnson Nursery for landscaping. That's almost complete, but you'll notice that there's been some changes relative to trees, bushes, and berms around here. Working with Tom Reha and Kevin and Glenn and several others took down a lot of overgrowth, took down a lot of bushes, a lot of half-dead trees. And so if you look around City Hall, it's a different place. And actually, I'm really pleased with the way it looks. The two berms out in front of City Hall are going to be flattened this fall and replaced pretty much with just grass. So it'll be easier to maintain. What we discovered was 25 or 30 years of no maintenance. So now we're back to maintainable. So I hope you're all pleased with it. But you know what? Elmer's glue doesn't work on trees. So it is what it is. So there we go. Questions on that? So we'll move on. Item C, approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of July 21st. Any additions or corrections?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to reports and recommendations. Item G1, project updates for Ballpark Commons. Mr. Zimmerman got called to an emergency, so he won't be here this evening. So that will be tabled. Item G2 is intergovernmental agreement for law enforcement services. This is a letter terminating the agreement to provide law enforcement services. And then allow the chief to reenact if things change. Do you want to hear from the chief, or is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Yeah, Chief? I'll add one update. At about 3:30 today, I received a copy of a letter from Chief Morales, Milwaukee Chief Morales, who sent it to our Wisconsin Chiefs Association and forwarded to me, advising the chiefs that had pulled out of the event that due to recent decisions by City of Milwaukee, Common Council and the Fire and Police Commission, that they reversed some of the decisions that restricted the chief in purchasing and using chemical irritants if necessary for disorderly, unlawful, riotous crowds. And in light of that change of position, he is requesting departments to reevaluate their withdrawal of officers. So I think it's appropriate. Again, I just got this. I would like to have more information from the chief or Milwaukee regarding specific assignments before I would make a final decision. But I advise you that I'm inclined to participate if everything seems to be back to, I'd say, the previous agreement where our officers would be properly equipped and allowed to take appropriate lawful action if necessary.
Well, this action lets you out and lets you go back in if you want, so we're okay.
Okay.
So the motion is to approve, which is out, but allows you to go back in. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Chief.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Item G3 is a motion to approve the purchase and installation of the Nelson Systems NextLog system, and there is some financial impact here.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Paul, do I need four?
Yes.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye. Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Item G4 is an ordinance to amend the municipal code to provide for common council boards and commissions and committee members, applicants, and the public remote government meetings attendance. Mr. City Attorney, and I've got a comment on this.
This was discussed at the last common council meeting on July 21. I believe at that meeting I mentioned that I would bring the subject matter up of remote meetings attendance in general municipal codes and whether that's been a practice anywhere outside of COVID-19 times. And the general answer was, amongst municipal attorneys statewide on the conference call, Sheboygan, city of, had a remote ordinance permission, and that dated back a number of years, and it was adopted and started due to common council members' disability and inability to physically attend during a term. I believe there was one other person in a different part of the state who also said they were doing it. Recently, the village of Bayside adopted one. However, it is restricted to the presiding officer making a determination for a particular meeting that such remote attendance is necessary versus it occurring at every meeting. Fox Point has been looking at a potential code amendment for remote meeting access. The general response from everyone else was in the negative, no, municipal codes don't have ongoing ordinances allowing for remote virtual meeting preparation. Everybody has only been doing it with regard to the COVID-19 circumstances. And as indicated at the last meeting on this subject matter, the thought was from the Legal Services Department that this not be adopted as a for the time permanent unless changed in the future municipal code amendment, and in lieu thereof that the remote access be permitted in an extension of the emergency declaration resolution, which is the next item on this agenda.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. My comment on this is somewhat highlighted by what the city attorney just mentioned, that this be for a special circumstance, not for routine. In other words, if I decided that, geez, for the next couple of months, I'm going to go sit on a beach in Tahiti and I'll just call it in. That's not what I would have anticipated this to be used for. It's for a special circumstance where I broke my leg and I can't get in for something like that. So there is no language in the ordinance that provides for special circumstance, and whomever has the approval rights. I have no preconceived notion about who would approve what, whether it's the body or a presiding officer. I think we ought to consider that. I don't know that this needs to be acted on tonight, but I think we ought to consider what the purpose would be. I think there ought to be some instance where we really want to attend a meeting, but we can't. So we now have the facilities to do that. Perhaps we ought to take advantage of it. But we ought to consider carefully how we do that. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I agree with what the city attorney says, and I would rather we just held off on this and make me take something up if we ever get out of this pandemic and put more detail into it. I do have concerns with both this one, G4 and G5, that I'm not sure we're ready with proper video to do them with either way. If you try to watch or be part of the video, we're not doing in-time Zoom right now. So if you're watching on the live stream, there's, I don't know, a 45-second delay or something. So it's hard for someone to participate and see what's going on and be timely in their comments if they're watching a delayed video. So I would like to see us, rather than adopt this ordinance, look into upgrading what most municipalities are using for, like, Zoom for the pandemic situation. And then that would be in place when we take a future ordinance up like G4 down the line after the pandemic is behind us. That would be my recommendation, or my suggestion.
Well, I'll tell you that that's two separate issues, just to be frank with you. The delay period that you're referring to is a technology issue that relates to the amount of time it takes to process the video. And G4 deals with inbound communications with the body, not outbound with the video.
I understand.
So it's kind of two separate issues. Technologically, G5 with outbound video, unless you throw a pile of money at it, you're not going to get simultaneous audio and video in time with, it's just not going to happen. Unless you throw a pile of money at it. And by a pile, I mean a pile.
Well, I notice most of the communities are using Zoom meetings, and my thing is if everybody could just be on the Zoom together, we would all be on the same page, but we're not doing audio or visual Zooms. And so what are we going to take to get to that point to bring us up to 2020? I mean, we're behind. As a municipality our size, there are far smaller communities that have that ability. And I think it's important, especially right now, to have that in place.
Well, I'll tell you that we're in violent agreement. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic, all the systems integrators that do that kind of work, as Jim will tell you, they're all up to their eyeballs in business. And because we haven't done that until the middle of the pandemic, we're the tail wagging the dog, and we're last on the list. We're working on it, but it's going to be a while because they're all busy. And we're at bottom of the list, and we're that much business. So, Alderman Wilhelm, we've got the Zoom licenses. It's a matter of hardware and integration.
Because I've done Zoom with, you know, online with the audio, and I've been invited to lots of Zoom meetings, but we're just not applying it.
Alderman Barber.
I'll make a motion to adopt the ordinance to move it forward.
On G4. Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second? Seeing no second, that motion dies. Is there a motion to table to?
Motion placed on file.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion placed on file?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries placed on file. That's without prejudice, though.
Yes.
Okay, move on to G5, which is a motion to extend the time period for the technology aspect of the public health emergency.
Move to approve.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'd ask this insertion to be allowed for written comment, and I see that's been put in there. But it only provides for the written comment except for when it's a public hearing. I guess I'd like the rest of council's feedback on, I mean, public hearing is when, during a pandemic, we had concerns where people wanted to be here but weren't comfortable being here. And that's exactly what a public hearing is for. So, in my opinion, I would like to also include written comments to be taken for a public hearing as well, and not exclude, which means they could actually do both. You could be in present or written comment. That would be my suggestions for the bottom of the paragraph on 112.
Mr. City Attorney.
With regard to public hearings, that has always been an exclusion per recollection, including in the Attorney General Department of Justice opinions dating back into the 1980s, which stated that under certain circumstances, a meeting attendance by telephone would be available for members and such, but public hearings are set forth in Wisconsin statutes with regard to zoning district amendments, et cetera, and the stated concern. On the end of the group, there's another large group, including the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, that always said do not allow for telephone meeting attendance dating back into the 1980s. And specifically also highlighted, do not do it for public hearings because of all the case law, et cetera, with regard to the process and the importance of public hearings and testimony, et cetera.
Question?
Alderman Oello.
City Attorney, are you aware that other municipalities are doing any during the pandemic, though?
My understanding from conference call discussions, et cetera, was that public hearings were excluded. That's what I heard.
Okay. So at this point, you won't really see an ability to insert that based on
Not at this point.
Okay, thank you.
You could do further research specifically on that point, but what I stated on the record here is my thought on it. Also, with regard to the submission of written comments, the way I wrote that provision was that they may be read into the record. All you need is a hypothetical, especially in the electronic world, where all of a sudden, because of some discussion out there in social media, the Common Council receives 1,342 written comments on something, and they're all a word or two different. And then it's not a compulsion to read them into the record. And I didn't put any limitation on that, but my thought was the 3 minutes time limit that applies to in-person public comment in the code would apply to this also. So if the council receives a 53-page written comment, it's the 3-minute limit. Those are my thoughts.
There's been discussions at the ICC about public comment during pandemic via electronic means, and there has been, of the 19 municipalities, including Milwaukee County, there's been no public comments via electronic means. So at least through, what is this? This is August? Through the July meeting. So, Alderman Hanneman.
I would like to amend the motion. Microphone, please. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you for the friendly reminder.
Can you pull it closer to you, Sherry?
Thank you.
I move to amend the motion rather than saying to allow for citizen comments submitted in writing to be read into the record, rather it say to be entered into the record for the same reasoning that the city attorney just suggested. It's somewhat conceivable that we could be sitting here reading 50 minutes worth of hundreds of emails, and I think that we could put a policy in place such that comments being submitted through the city clerk could then be distributed prior to the meeting or at the meeting as we come and sit down.
So is there a second to that?
Second.
Mr. City Attorney.
My thought on that was, what does entered into the record mean? What's the record? You have minutes, so would all these copies accompany the minutes, which stay on file forever? Or perhaps maybe it should be simply a distribution of copies thereof electronically or paper to the common council members instead of becoming part of the record, whatever the record
may be.
Alderman Hammond.
My thought is that yes, because if they were to come in person and speak at the microphone, that would still be part of the recorded history of the meeting.
But it's in audio. It's not what could be this, mm-hmm. which is maintained as a public record.
Ed Ruckman, just distribute to the Alderman.